fuck allergies. Alright, so the singer that wanted me to delete photos of her on my website and on my blog, she contacted the photographer again and she was like, it's still there, the photo's still there, how can we get it taken off? Bitch, it's cached. So, I actually Googled how to remove cache from a site, or actually from search. And I don't really know why I haven't Googled it before, or maybe because I didn't really have a picture of myself that I deleted or something I didn't want showing up in search. But I did have a couple of photos of other people that they wanted deleted. So I filed a URL removal on Google. Three links. So it's pending right now. I don't know when they're going to get back to me. It's Friday. Maybe by next week. I'm not sure. Or months. I don't really know how long it takes or if they will be approved. But at the same time, I think it should be a lesson for the singer and her manager who are trying to, have strong control over her image, but at the same time, there's so many people that take photos of celebs or regular people or fashion or whatever, something they like, and repost it on their blog. Granted, I was never told that they were going to be using it for their promotion and not to post anything until it was released. So maybe they want might want to think about that. But I didn't mention that to them in the email because, I think I did enough. They're not on my website. I actually had to delete the albums that were on my website instead of just taking them off, hiding them on the website. I had to just get rid of the whole thing, and that produced a 404 error on the website instead of being cached and showing all of it, which I think was pretty glitchy for Cargo Collective, who hosts my site. I don't know if I should mention to them. I don't know. They're kind of assholes the last time I contacted them. So I'm not even going to contact them. Just like, whatever, I'll just fucking delete the album, I guess. But hopefully that link becomes non-cached or whatever. But this is also a whole nother, nothing vanishes from the internet. It's fucking cached forever. So be careful what you post or have others post of you. And I know there's a lot of shit that I probably regret posting. Especially photos from Daily Booth, or I don't know if I had any GIFs. Or, trying to think back if I had anything too risky. I probably do, and even on Instagram, and I just realized that Instagram is on the web, because I clicked on my Instagram link, and it has all the photos displayed on the web, but I haven't seen them, available in search, So I'm not sure if Instagram is like not part of search, even though it's on the web. So that's interesting. I don't know if I'm going to start to make my feed private, or I don't know. I don't think I'll make my beauty Instagram private, but I have so much stuff on my One Indie Nation Instagram that may or may not be too great for later on down the line. I mean, nothing like underwear pics or whatever, but I'm clothed in all of them, but just maybe probably some stuff that I wouldn't want showing. But I think most of them have my head chopped off, so it really could be anyone, right? Oh no. I think I was recording upside down, not sure. But then I also realized how with all these Snapchats, poke apps or whatever, actually I just read that their photos are cached also in their servers. And I guess if you connect your iPhone to your computer and you don't read the Snapchats, but you like use like a file browser or some shit to view the photos or something, like you can save them and then view them. I think you can also do something similar with the videos. So another thing to think about. Yeah, I just feel sorry for all of the, I just feel sorry for all of the people who are taking like risque photos and they're like underwear or like topless or like compromising positions or like all those drunk friend, I don't know, rave sort of stuff, because that shit will all be cached. And I just feel bad for like the teens, because they really don't know what they're doing with all that stuff being saved. And I don't know, I think it's gonna haunt people. So it'd be I'm interested to see how all of that stuff plays out in like 10 years of everybody's like nude photos available online. All right, that's pretty much it about that. Peace.